This course is a retitling, rebranding, if you will, of a course that was trialed last year, which is called Science and Policy. And one of the recurring questions among the students who participated was, that's nice, but where are we going? And a lot of the interest in where are the frontiers of science now, and what are the emerging policy issues which could come from that. So the idea of the class is essentially, which is the title, Emerging Science and Subsequent Emerging Policy, is direct along those lines. The essential framework for the course, again, this is largely in response to the student interest from last year, was in four ways. Public expects science to do four things: protect us from natural disasters, disease, and from the enemy; provide for us food, transportation, energy, shelter; educate us, what do we need to know, how do we know it, the skills for a technological world; and guarantee our future in the sense of innovation and competitiveness. So that's the broad framing. The topics which are currently planned to be discussed are the Italian scientists who went to jail for having failed to predict an earthquake. So that case is still lingering, and there's some interesting policy science conflicts that arise there. We'll spend some time on the science of infectious diseases, but especially the clash between embargoes and research and its potential links to bioterrorism, what the science is behind that, and policy implications. We'll talk a little bit about current energy technologies, particularly wind and solar, fashion, and the issues behind that. We're going to touch a little bit on agricultural research. The real question is, we pay a pittance for it. How come so little on the issues? Fair amount of time talking about biological mechanisms of behavior. There's so much going on now with respect to brain mapping, functional behavioral stuff, a lot of policy issues which we can only imagine. So we'll talk about that. And finally, we'll talk a little bit about the science implications of making policy based on massive computation, climate change, and a few other issues. The format is essentially reading papers from the technical literature, discussion, similar format, because it's a little bit of a resource that's that's the plan.